So David told you all about why sugar-sweetened beverages are bad for children's health. What I'm going to talk about today is how the beverage companies are marketing these products to children and teens to get them to drink more. I have no relationships to disclose, and I'd just like to start by thanking all my co-authors. This is part of a larger study that came out today, and many, many people were involved. And I'd also like to thank the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the Rudd Foundation, for funding us. So in our report, we talk about, we looked at 644 different sugary drink products offered by 61 brands and 14 companies. And the products that we looked at, if you look at sales, we're about half in the regular soda category. Energy drinks are about 21% of sugary drink sales. Fruit drinks and sports drinks each make up about 15 to 16%, and flavored water is a small portion of the category. So the 644 products were nationally distributed products. For our marketing data, we looked at a lot of different sources. When syndicated market research data were available, we used those like Nielsen, ComScore, Arbitron. We also conducted our own analyses and content analyses to understand the messages and the marketing that's going on outside of the traditional media that's measured. Television advertising is still the bulk of what companies are spending their marketing dollars on, about three quarters of it, and they spent $700 million per year in 2010. And children and teens are seeing a lot of these ads. If you look at the kind of turquoise bar there is fruit drinks. So children see the most ads for fruit drinks. It's about half of the TV ads they see. And in total, about almost one ad per day for a sugar-sweetened beverage. Teens see a lot more energy drinks and regular sodas. So the orange and the blue bars are regular sodas, energy drinks. That makes up about 60% of the ads they see, over one ad per day. And adults, teens actually see 11% more TV ads for these products than adults see. We know that black youth drink more sugar-sweetened beverages and also have higher rates of obesity and overweight. And unfortunately, black children and teens see a lot more TV ads for these products than do white children and teens, about 80 to 90% more. And it's across all of the categories, pretty much. If you just look at the absolute numbers, a black child sees as many ads as the average teen, and a black teen sees almost two ads per day, so about double. The industry is very much consolidated among a few companies. So there were five companies in total that made up 85% of the ads on television that were viewed by children and teens. Kraft, Pepsi, 5-Hour Energy, which is an energy shot drink, Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, and Coca-Cola. These are the numbers for 2008. And what we've seen since 2008, which is when the industry launched their self-regulatory initiative to reduce advertising to children, we see that two companies have reduced their advertising. So Kraft Foods for children and PepsiCo for both children and teens. So we are seeing some progress there. Unfortunately, the other three companies have taken over, and Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, Coca-Cola, and 5-Hour Energy, all three doubled the number of advertisements seen by children and teens in that 2-year period since the industry has started their self-regulation. But TV is turning into a very small part of all of the marketing that's going on. And this is a quote from the CEO of Coca-Cola, who says they're changing from becoming TV commercial producers to content developers. And you see the bold, what their goal is to develop a one-on-one relationship through their marketing with their consumers. To do that, Coca-Cola, and as well as all of the other companies, are out there in just about every media that children well, every media that we looked at, just about every media that children see, from TV ads, product placements, radio, company websites, banner advertising on third-party websites, social media, and mobile media. These are the top 10 advertisers to children and teens. And as you can see, they're almost all in all types of media. When we look at how many ads children and teens are exposed to overall across all the media that we could measure, we see that the two top advertisers to teens are 5-Hour Energy and Coca-Cola. The big advertisers to children are the typical children's fruit drinks that you would that you would think of, like Kool-Aid, Capri Sun, and Sunny D. But if you look at their numbers, they're actually lower than Coke's total exposure to kids. So kids are seeing, children are seeing more ads for Coca-Cola than for any other sugary drink product. The other interesting thing is that most of the other companies, children see about a third to a half of the number of ads that teens see, except for Coke, it's they only see 25% fewer. So for the rest of my talk, I'm just going to give you some examples of how Coke is establishing this one-to-one relationship with our children and teens. You may have seen their Open Happiness television campaign. This is actually very similar to the ad that David showed. This is the whole world eating a meal together, and you can see Coke is in front of them on the table, the Coke side of family. This is an ad that appeared in Spanish language television. A boy is studying hard. You can see he's tired, he's yawning. So his mom solves the problem, gives him a Coke. Coca-Cola is very big in product placements on TV. In 2010, there were 730 brand appearances on 429 different television shows, and they lasted over 14 seconds, so that's almost as long as a TV ad. And of course, everyone's heard of the American Idol. This is where the bulk of the placements were, and also where the place where most children and teens saw their placements. I don't know if you've heard, Pepsi now has a similar agreement with X Factor. On company websites, Coca-Cola has 14 different websites. The one that is viewed the most and visited the most is MyCokeRewards.com, which is their site for their product purchase promotion. So if you look under your cap, you get points. You go to the website, you enter your information, and you can get cool stuff. So 42,000 children visit that site on average per month, and 129,000 teens. They spend about 9 minutes on the site. And just to give you some examples of what it looks like, this is a Coca-Cola family night. And these are examples of all the stuff that you can redeem with your points. Companies place banner advertising on third-party websites. Again, My Coke Rewards and Coca-Cola are the biggest banner ad places or banner ad advertisers. 38 million people per month see My Coke Rewards ads, and they see about 5 or 6 of them every month. This is an example of a banner ad that would appear on a youth targeted website like Nickelodeon.com. It says, "Wish studying was more fun. Use the Coca-Cola Grammar Keeper application. Turn your notes into catchy tunes and put your class notes to music." So this is a website that you can go to, put in, type in something, and it'll turn it into music for you. Coca-Cola is the number one brand of any brand on Facebook. It has 30 million fans on its Facebook page. If you become a fan of Coke, you go to their Facebook page. This is an example of a tab there that you can send these little Coca-Cola icons to your friends on Facebook. This is the happiness truck, Coca-Cola's happiness truck, so you can see videos. It says it's a happiness machine on wheels delivering doses of happiness in the streets, so you can watch videos of this happening. Coke has 300,000 Twitter followers. Just some examples of what they say. They post 5 or 6 tweets a day. Make me smile. How about you? Smiles, laughs, bubbles. What else do you associate with Coca-Cola? We, along with Atlanta Falcons, recently set a record for the world's largest physical education class. So they're doing some good there. YouTube is another big social media avenue for the companies. Coke had 23 million upload views. This is one area where they're outdone by energy drinks. So Red Bull had 158 million views, and I'm just give you a couple examples. The first one is a Red Bull video. It's all about extreme sports. And then Monster is about extreme sports and sexy women. Finally, talk about mobile. The companies have applications you can download to your iPhone. Coca-Cola's apps have been downloaded by 40,000 teens, and it's about 25% to 40% of the users of these apps are teens. Here's one that's a magic Coke bottle, similar to the Magic 8-Ball game. If you have a question, you can ask your phone and shake it, and it'll give you the answer. This is a Spin the Bottle app, so you can take your friend's pictures from Facebook, put them here, spin the bottle, and I guess figure out who you're going to kiss next. and they also advertise on mobile phones. There's not a whole lot of that you can do in a mobile phone app, so it's all about contests and ways to get more rewards and enter special contests. And you can even sign up to get text messages from Coke. So these, again, are promotions about ways to get more points through My Coke Rewards. So Coca-Cola has said, we can't afford not to talk to teens. You can't think teens already know us and skip a couple of years. Every 6 years, there's a new population of teens in the world. So they can't afford not to talk to teens, but can the world afford the consequences? Thank you.